Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. The sublime conduct of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam as far as clothing is concerned. The qamis, the kurta. Sayyidina Umme Salima radiallahu ta'ala anha narrates that the garment of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam that he loved most was the qamis, the kurta. Note that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam liked the kurta, the qamis the most. Hafiz Zain ad-Din al-Iraqi rahmatullah alayhi writes that it is more preferable to wear a qamis, and that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam was fond of it because it is more concealing. There is no fear of the satr being exposed. In the case of wearing a cloth or a sheet, precaution needs to be taken that the body remains appropriately concealed at all times. Mulla Ali Qari rahmatullah alayhi says, he has written that the qamis or the kurta is more concealing, it's lighter on the body, and it exudes humility. The cotton qamis. Ummul Mu'mineen Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha narrates that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam left this world while he had been in this qamis in his possession. Ata bin Rabi Rahmatullah Ali asked Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu if he was present at the occasion of Bay'ur Ridwan. Abdullah radiallahu ta'ala anhu replied in the affirmative. Ata rahmatullah Ali then asked him about the description of the garments of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was wearing at that time. Abdullah radiallahu ta'ala anhu replied that it was a cotton garment. Allama Dimyati rahmatullah Ali has stated that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's qamis was made from cotton. Alama Mandi rahmatullah alayhi says that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's qamis was made of cotton or some other linen cloth, but it was definitely not woolen, as rough cloth causes inconvenience. Thus, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wore cotton cloth most of the time. Sayyidina Anas bin Malik radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that during his terminal illness, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam entered the masjid supported by Sayyidina Usama radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was wearing a garment made of cotton cloth at that time. Ibn Sirin rahmatullah alayhi narrates that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wore cotton cloth as well as qat'an, which is fine linen. Sayyidina Anas ibn Malik radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had a qibti qamis that was not very long and it had narrow sleeves. Note that the qibti refers to white Egyptian linen of fine quality. Allama ibn Qayyum rahmatullah alayhi narrates that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mostly wore cotton cloth. Occasionally, he also wore linen and woolen clothes. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq to understand. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka.